HL Strategy is an integrated marketing and communications team with senior practitioners in Atlanta, Knoxville, Asheville, Columbus, Georgia, and Dallas, Texas. This podcast is about our experience and the inspiration that drives us. We talk with experts about inspired marketing and communications, the questions that we face as practitioners, and the hope we have for our industry and the world. We love what we do, and we invite you to come along. Welcome to Engaged.
Casey Rogers, welcome to the podcast. Start by just telling me a little bit about your role with HL Strategy.
I have been with HL Strategy for about 8 years. And before joining HL Strategy, I worked on both the corporate in-house team side as well as on the agency side doing brand and marketing communications. And I've been doing that for about 20 years total.
Fantastic. And my personal favorite question, what did you want to be when you grew up?
I did not have any very specific aspirations about what I wanted to be when I grew up, and I have so far enjoyed everything that I've done, but I'm keeping my options open.
I'll decide that when I grow up, right?
Right.
All right, let's talk talent branding. As somebody who's completely new to the term, let's treat me as if I know what I know, which is not a lot. What does that include in your mind? How do you describe talent branding to people who ask you what you do?
So brand is how a company and its products or services are perceived, often by customers. A talent brand is very similar, and it would be how a company is perceived, instead of by customers, by its employees or prospective employees. Elements of the talent brand itself would be very similar to what you would traditionally think of as a brand. So that could be key attributes, characteristics, the look and feel of the brand, the tone of voice. But then we would use that lens to talk about the products and services that the employer offers. So in the talent world, this is often referred to as an employee value proposition. And essentially, that means all the reasons someone would want to work for a company. And that could include compensation, benefits, perks, learning opportunities, opportunities for growth within the organization. That's really their product or service. So we would use the brand to tell that story through that lens.
Got you. So if I said something like company culture, would that be a smaller piece of this larger puzzle?
Yeah, absolutely. I think that talent brand and culture are pretty much synonymous. Culture is your talent brand in action. All the things that are in the employee value proposition are somewhat tangible, and culture is a little bit less tangible, but I would say that your culture is really what's driving decisions around all of those other things. So if there's a disconnect between your talent brand and your culture, then that would be an indication that your brand isn't authentic or not believable.
It's really bringing to mind for me right now the state of work, right? Since the pandemic and the kind of hybrid, part remote, part back in the office. And for a lot of people and a lot of companies, that looks very different now. From a talent brand standpoint, what have you seen kind of changing in brands? Are things changing? Have you seen any sort of indication that since the pandemic shift, this looks different?
So before the pandemic shift, I think we saw a greater focus on culture within an organization. And that's really driven by this greater competition over talent. So you may have heard that a lot of employers are struggling with the baby boomer generation getting near retirement or entering retirement. Or there's a large skills gap where in today's business environment, there's different skills that are needed. So that has largely driven a greater focus on culture as a way to be competitive in the market as it relates to talent. And then once the pandemic hit, now we're seeing a lot more companies go virtual or have a hybrid environment. And culture is really at risk there because when you're in an office and everyone sees each other, it's a little bit easier to establish that culture. So now companies might need to get a little bit more of that culture when people are not always physically together.
now we have this kind of post-pandemic or mid-pandemic sort of hybrid where people are working from their homes more than ever in history.
Yeah, this is a real challenge because culture is now more important than ever. But with people not in the office, how do you maintain your culture? So I think that communications is really important for that. Making sure that you're engaging your employees, regardless of whether or not they are virtual or if they are in the office. And maybe even the hardest scenario in some cases is when they're hybrid, because you're trying to communicate to multiple people in different ways. So communications becomes very important.
It's a really great point. Like the kind of halfway there, halfway home employee who's there 2 days a week, like that's a whole different scenario than full-time or remote.
That's right.
So with that in mind, if I'm a company right now and I'm thinking about that, I've just gone through the pandemic, we've survived the pandemic, maybe we're doing really well from a business standpoint, where am I thinking about talent branding? Where is that strategy now? Do I need to go back and revisit it? Do I need to go back and kind of bring the C-suite together and say, okay, we have a lot of our workforce remote now. Maybe it's time to redo our strategy, but behind company culture.
Yes. And I would say that your talent strategies should always be evolving. So generally speaking, your talent brand should be an honest reflection of who you are as a company. And it's okay to be aspirational to a degree. In fact, I would encourage that. But overall, it should be an honest reflection of who you are today and believable in terms of where you want to go. So branding overall strategy might not be entirely different from before the pandemic versus now, but I think that the actions and how you execute that strategy is what looks different. The other thing that companies should be looking at as it relates to their talent strategy is consistency. So you want to reflect your brand across all of your touch points with your employees or prospective employees. So to do this, your strategy needs to consider obvious things like maybe your intranet site or social media and recruiting materials, any email campaigns that you're doing, things that are largely associated with marketing communications. But you also need to consider things that are sometimes less obvious, but very impactful, like leadership messages, benefits information, even how you talk about performance expectations within the company. Really often, people will say, oh, that's just going to be sent out internally. And that's a real red flag when thinking about execution of a talent brand, because every communication matters.
So Casey, what are some challenges in attracting and retaining talent?
The challenges in attracting or retaining talent are largely going to be specific to an industry. So as a consultant, that is a question I would ask our clients. Maybe speaking broadly, a challenge is being able to communicate what you offer to your employees. And I think in terms of what you could do to make that more successful is not just pushing out information, but really listening so that you can understand what's important to employees, maybe certain subsets of your employees, and then being able to not only target your message around what's important to them specifically, but then also evolve what you offer as a company to meet those employee needs.
So what are some solutions that you've seen work well for companies who are trying to focus more on their talent and focus more on their employees?
One solution that I think companies are successful with in thinking about their challenges is being able to target their message to their associates and really think about engagement and listening to their employees and understanding what's important to them and then tailoring their message based on those specific needs.
It's funny how clear communication seems to be a central theme in most things as it relates to business and business success. It's really reassuring to hear you continue to hit that point of employees want what clients want, what customers want, clear communication from your brand.
Yeah. And it's thinking about communications across the entire employee lifecycle. So how are you communicating to prospective talent? How are you communicating through the application process, the onboarding process, and then continuing that as someone works for the company, as an employee?
Fantastic. Casey, HL is very lucky to have you. Thank you for taking the time today. I really appreciate it.
Thank you.
If Engaged is brought to you by HL Strategy. We're a team of marketing and communications practitioners with expertise across a range of interests. We are committed to our clients and the work we do in our communities. We are known for thinking big and rolling up our sleeves to execute. Follow us on LinkedIn. Visit us on hlstrategy.com. And thank you for joining us on Engaged.